to thank you for tuning in this evening, and may the Lord richly bless your heart through his word. I'm sure many of you, whenever it comes to the end of this lockdown, that you're looking forward to going to a variety of places. For example, some of you may be looking forward to going and seeing family and friends and having a good, proper catch-up face-to-face. Maybe some of you are looking forward to going on a spending spree and visiting many shops. Maybe some of you are looking forward to going on a holiday and getting out from those four walls in which you've been stuck in for many weeks. Well, this evening I want to speak about going somewhere, and it's heaven. And I want to ask you a very simple question. Do you want to go to heaven? For some of you, that may be a very easy question to answer, but perhaps for some others who are listening this evening, that may not be an easy question to answer. Let me ask you, first of all, do you want to go to heaven, a place of physical perfection? On this earth, you and I can enjoy many wonderful things. You and I can enjoy cloudless, sunny days where the sun shines and warms our skin. You and I can enjoy looking at scenery such as a beautiful glassy lake, or indeed a rugged mountain, or beautiful lush green grassy fields. You and I can enjoy catching up with friends and spending time with them. But while we can enjoy many things on this earth, yet the reality is that much of it is spoiled, because this earth is one that is filled with pain. Take, for example, the many who suffer on this earth today, and perhaps you're one of them who suffer from physical pain. Maybe you've had an accident in days gone by, and you've got muscle pain, or back pain, or joint pain. Maybe today there is someone who's listening, and you're suffering from misery. Maybe you have a disease, whether it be cancer, or a heart disease, or Alzheimer's, or kidney disease. Maybe there's someone who's listening, and you suffer from grief. There's so much grief on this earth from loved ones who have passed away. I'm told that over 55 million people die every single year. To put that into perspective, that is every single person who lives in Northern Ireland, and indeed 30 other countries the same size as Northern Ireland, all dying within 1 year. You think of the much grief that that would bring to the family and friends. How many people would be sorrowing because of the amount of death that there is in one given year? And their grief doesn't simply last for 1 year. No, it continues for years and years to come. Surely this earth can be described as one that is imperfect, one that is full of pain, of grief, and of misery. And yet I want to encourage you, because the Bible tells us about a place called heaven. And in relation to this eternal heaven, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the verse 4, we're told that in heaven there shall be no more death and sorrow. There'll be no more grieving over loved ones who have died, because there'll be no death there. In the eternal heaven, there'll be no more crying over disease and sickness. There'll be no more misery. And in the eternal heaven, there will be no more pain, no back pain, no muscle pain, no joint pain. You see, this eternal heaven is a place of physical perfection. And therefore, I ask you, do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go to this place of physical perfection? Because you can, through Jesus Christ. You say, well, I thought you said that was going to be a difficult question to answer. Well, listen to the next bit. Do you want to go to heaven, not merely a place of physical perfection, but do you want to go to a place of purity? You see, this world is one that is littered not merely with sickness, but also littered with sin. All you have to do is look around you and you see how this world and the people within it break God's commandments again and again. Oh, you look around and see the jealousy and selfishness that there is. Look around and see the lies and deceit that there are. Look around and see the discontentment, the laziness that there is. Look around and see the lust and perversion, the disrespect and contempt for authority. Look around and see the murder and the hatred and the bitterness that exists within people's lives. Did you know that over 450 million people are intentionally murdered every single year? So much hatred, so much murder, so much sinfulness in this world. And yet we're told that the eternal heaven is a place where there's no sin. In Revelation chapter 21 we read that regarding this place of heaven, that there'll be nothing enters it but the thanks. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13 we're told that it's a place where righteousness dwells. Not wickedness, no, righteousness. And that alone. a place where there is no sin. It's a place of purity. Let me ask, do you want to go to such a place? See, people today, they love their sin. They're obsessed with their sin. They don't want to give up their sin. And therefore, to them, they don't really want heaven. Let me ask you, do you really want heaven? A place of physical perfection, yes, but also a place of purity. Do you want to go to a place where there's no sin and nobody sins? Do you want to go to a place where there's no hearing, no stealing, no lying, no laziness? Do you want to go to a place where there's no rebelling and no lust? And so, and you can. But I wonder, do you want to go to such a place? Notice with me, thirdly and finally, that heaven is not merely a place of physical perfection, a place of purity, but it is a place of praise. As we have just seen, many in this world live for their sin, and what they're doing in reality is they're living for self. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you live for your own popularity. Maybe you live for possessions. Maybe you live for your own pleasure. Maybe you live just for pride because of what you can accomplish. Maybe you live for the praise of others, but what you're not living for is the praise of the Lord. You're not living to praise Him, to honor Him, to exalt Him. And yet, whenever you and I look through Scripture, and you and I look particularly at the book of Revelation, you and I see that heaven and eternity is all about honoring the Lord. It's all about loving Him, exalting Him, serving Him, praising Him. Can I ask you, do you want to go to heaven, a place of praise? In Revelation chapter 5, we read about how people who are there, they will gather together and they will praise the Lamb who was slain, Jesus Christ. The Lamb who, full of glory and majesty, but yet He left the splendor of heaven to come down to this earth. The Lamb who was loving and He allowed Himself to be beaten, to be arrested, to be taken to the cross. And there outside the walls of Jerusalem, He was raised up on that cross between God and men, between heaven and earth. And there the Lamb, Jesus Christ, took upon Himself our sins, our lies and our blasphemies and our times of selfishness. And there Jesus Christ, He paid the debt for our sins by shedding His own precious blood and dying on that cross once and for all. And then rising again the third day, He ascended up into glory. And there we read in Revelation chapter 5, the people, they gather around the throne and they praise the Lamb. This is what they say. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and blessing. You see, do you want to go to heaven? A place where Christ is honored, where Christ is glorified, where Christ is loved, where Christ is exalted. Do you want to go to heaven? You see, that question, as I conclude this evening, is very simple. It is, do you want Jesus Christ? Do you want purity, which is likeness to Christ? Do you want the praise Christ, which is reality, loving Christ? Do you want Jesus Christ? The sad reality is that many people on this earth today, they don't want Christ, therefore they don't want heaven. No, they therefore want hell. Because the Bible tells only one of two places you can go to, heaven or hell, after you die. And if you don't want Jesus Christ this evening, what you're saying is that you want hell. You're saying that you want the pain of hell instead of the peace of Christ. You're saying that you want the misery of hell instead of the joy of Christ. You say you want the wickedness of hell instead of the purity in Christ. You're saying you want the cursing of hell instead of the praise of Christ. You're saying you want the hatred of hell instead of the love of Christ. You're saying you want the death of hell instead of the life of Christ. Such a person, Jesus Christ says today, in the book of Ezekiel verse 18, He says, why will you die? He says, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, but that he should turn from his way and live. Turn yourselves and live, says Christ. Can I ask you, will you turn from your sin and turn on to Christ? And live for Him. Will you praise Him, exalt Him, and honor Him now? Because if you want heaven, you want Christ. And if you want heaven now, you want Christ now. Nor is this a sad reality that you want hell. Because you don't want Christ. Oh, I plead with you. Listen to the words of Christ where He says, turn yourselves.
Turn from sin unto him.
Call upon him for salvation.
Believe that he paid all the debt for you on the cross.
And you will have Christ and you will have heaven. Not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity. Will you receive Christ today? Our Heavenly Father, we pray that thou wouldst please to take thy word and bless it to every heart. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.